Hello and welcome to Market House, the podcast where we talk all things Disney. My name's Caleb.
And I'm Caitlin.
And this week we talk about Splash Mountain closing,
Oogie Boogie Bash dates released,
and our 2023 Disney travel plans. Let's dive in. And this is episode number 86. And like always, cannot wait to dive in and talk all things Disney, both news and other stuff.
I'm so excited to say, welcome back, everyone. I'm excited to be back this week. I feel like we haven't recorded in a long time, even though we just recorded last week.
I know.
So, hi, we're here. We're excited. We're so excited you're here.
Very excited. And we're going to do it. We're just going to dive in here. But before we do, let's talk about what we've been up to.
Yeah.
It's going to be boring because it's just plain old work. Work's been insane for the both of us, I think. And so just catching up on that. And when you get home after a long day of that and you're just exhausted. Mm-hmm. And in my case, I come out of the one room I've been in locked in all day long. And Caitlin comes home and I get very excited. And then we're just exhausted though. So we just make dinner and kind of keep it chill. It was the last episode of our favorite show on TV though, so that was a little sad. Succession. Mm-hmm. Definitely not a Disney show, so the kiddos cannot watch this.
No.
But, or they shouldn't probably. It's very mature, but it was a fantastic show, and we're very sad to see it go.
We are, but we're currently watching Silo, which is on Apple TV, and we love it.
Yeah, it's really good. Rebecca Ferguson, some other great actors are in there. Mm-hmm. Tim Robbins, is that his name?
I have no
idea. Some really good people in there. So that's a fantastic show if you've got Apple TV Plus, whatever. They're all called Plus something, Apple TV Max, mm-hmm. whatever that one's called that we pay for. Yeah. That one's good. And the other day, actually, we were driving in the car and I was like, we need to consolidate our subscription thing. Because like it feels like at this point, there's always like one or two great shows on each streaming thing, and that's it. Like the rest of it's kind of junk.
I do feel like, though, every time we're like, okay, we probably should just get rid of it, something amazing comes out.
I know. And then everyone's talking about it, and you got to resubscribe. Yes. Or whatever.
But I did want to touch on, we are still going on our walks, because if you've been listening here for a long time, Caleb and I love going on walks at night.
We do.
We have transitioned, because of the hot weather, to having ice cream cones.
It's
our walk.
We're going to probably eliminate any kind of exercise we did during the walk with shoving our face with ice cream, but we have done that. We have gluten-free cones mm-hmm. that Caitlin grabbed, and we've been filling it up with some Jenny's ice cream, which mm-hmm. is kind of hard to come by out here in California, so we found it at a local grocery store. And anywhooski, we've been having that. That's been fantastic. And what else? Oh, one last thing. This is going to be weird, and like, what? Okay, no, actually, two things.
Okay.
We watched Cars recently.
Yes.
I forgot how much I put it on. Disney Plus is a fantastic, not to say that I don't like watching Disney movies, but we've seen them, you know, a million times. It's comfortable. It's, you know, like home, right? When you put a Disney movie on, it's like, oh, I know this. Mm-hmm. And so you can kind of have it on in the background. Like, we'll put a movie on while we're cooking because we already know the movie. We can listen to it. We know what scene it's on. Cars, I got so distracted. I was supposed to be doing something else. I ended up just sitting there watching the whole movie.
It's so charming. It's funny. And it's just wholesome, and like you forget how invested in like the feelings that Disney makes you feel in these Pixar movies.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't get that as
and
much
that was
now.
Classic Pixar. Like, yeah, at the end of it, I was like, that is way better than anything I've seen recently.
Yeah. I'm like, did I cry twice? Yes, I did.
Yeah. While eating whatever we were eating.
I have no idea.
So that was great. And then also just fun adult stuff. We bought a brand new fridge. We moved into this house that we're living in now. We had to buy a fridge. And mm-hmm. so we bought this fancy fridge. At least I thought it was fancy. Mm-hmm. And it's all like all these nicks and all these cool things, right? And recently started making these terrible noises after only owning it for like nearly 3 months. And so I'm thankful for Costco's generous return policy. Anyways, we're returning this thing because it's already making noises it shouldn't be. It's a brand new fridge. And I've had to like hunt down another one. And it's just like, it's the things are like, we spend all this money on them. And they don't make them very well anymore.
I know. It's really weird. Right? Talk about adulting, though.
Right.
Where we bought a fridge.
Yeah. Another one. We did it again. So this one, hopefully it's good.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Caitlin's excited for it.
I don't know. I get so excited for the weirdest things. I'm like, we got a fridge. Yeah.
Anyways. All right. I wish we spent money on like cool stuff, like another trip than a fridge. But
wow. We might have some of those coming up.
Yeah. People have already seen the title. We get to talk about
yes.
other things you spent money on.
The time has come.
But before we do, we have a review to read. And before we do it, mm-hmm. which we're very thankful, please join the fun and leave a review on both Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Spotify and Apple Podcasts have a rating feature. That's the 5-star thing. If you can click that, takes 3 seconds. That helps the show a ton. And then there's something called a written review, and that can be only left on Apple Podcasts. And this is what this person did, which we're very thankful for.
Yes, we always get super excited when these come through. And this is another 5-star rating from Carrie Lawn. It's titled, Love This. I found you guys because of the Disneyland Forever podcast, and I'm completely hooked. I'm finding myself going back to the old episodes just so I can hear you more. I feel like I'm listening to a conversation with friends, and it's so refreshing. Love what you're doing. And again, this is from Carrie from Couples Becoming Intentional podcast.
Carrie, thank you so much for those kind words. And Jordan and Daniel over at Disneyland Forever, we're so happy you listened to them too,
because
they
them.
Are fantastic. And Jordan was just down at Disneyland. We barely missed him by a week or two. But hey, thank you so much for that review. Super nice, and appreciate everything you said. Okay, and also one last thing. Before the news, you can also support the show by using our Getaway Today link. That is a link down below in the episode description. But if you click that link and you book whatever you want to book, that also supports the show and will save you an additional $10 on a vacation package if you use code MARKETHOUSE10. Okay, now it's time for the news.
All right, first up, we have some news that I'm sure everyone has seen and heard about, but Splash Mountain has officially closed at the Disneyland Resort.
It has. So Splash Mountain closed as of May 31st. The 30th was its last operating day, and construction walls have already been put up around the attraction. There's actually a fun photo wall there now, so if you want to walk pie there, you want to walk pie there, you can walk by there, and there's a picture of Louis.
Louis. Yeah.
That's his name. Louis. Louis. Lou Bob.
Lewis.
Okay. Lewis, who's the singing alligator.
Are you okay?
I went to say crocodile. I can never tell the difference. Alligator. I'm assuming the bayou alligator.
Mm-hmm.
And Anyuski, you can take a fun photo there and see.
I am so excited for this refurb. I really hope that they, again, there's been some rumors and some speculation that they're not going to do the best job inside, but I'm just really hoping that they just pull through because they have the opportunity to make this thing like absolutely amazing inside.
Yeah. So what Caitlin's alluding to was like there were some rumors that the budget has been slashed multiple times and some Imagineers have been upset saying like, hey, we really can't do anything great with this kind of budget. And so we're hoping Disney maybe loosens the purse strings a bit. And again, that's all rumor. So who knows? They could be spending $100 billion on this.
Oh, true.
Doubt it. But Anyhooski. Yeah. I keep saying Anyhooski. Okay, so Chris from The Happiest Hour on Earth messaged me and said, I need to start using Anyhooski because I love that you say it. And now I've said it like 7 times because it's just stuck in my head. So I'm going to not say it again. But we had a ton of fun following along with a bunch of our friends that were down there for Podcast Mics for Magic.
Mm-hmm. And they were covering the last day of Splash Mountain, and they went on it so many times. It was so fun to see all their reels and just how wet they were getting. But again, we loved all of them. We've sure that you've seen and heard of their fundraiser. They did an absolute amazing job.
Fantastic
just raising
job.
Money for the Chalk Foundation, which is such an amazing cause. So we thank you, Johnny and Hannah, for putting that together and kind of just getting the ball rolling with all of that. And for everyone that showed up to meet up with them and to make it kind of like a big event. You guys had t-shirts. Like,
I know.
It was awesome.
We're so upset we missed out. We barely missed them by, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks?
Barely, yeah.
Yeah. So it would have been fun to align those. Again, once you kind of have a trip plan, it's hard to, like, you know, get work situated and kind of get stuff rescheduled. So we couldn't make it, unfortunately. But next time there's something like this, we're definitely down to attend, and we'll make that happen. And finally, before we go, the line was cut off at 10 p.m., and it was a posted 240-minute wait.
I feel like it would have been longer. I don't know why.
I think maybe like the first closure of Disney World maybe got more of the news stuff, so I
don't
know.
I think so. Yeah, but it was cool. I saw like a video of the actual doors to the entrance closing at Splash Mountain,
oh,
and
I missed
everyone
that.
Was like cheering, and it was a cool thing.
That's cool.
It didn't seem like anything went like super crazy like in Walt Disney World, which was refreshing to see.
People are acting like adults.
I know.
Good. Good job, guys. but Tiana's Bayou Adventure will open in late 2024. That is what is replacing Splash Mountain, so we're looking forward to see what they do with that.
All right, next up, we have some super exciting news for all you Halloween lovers out there. The Oogie Boogie Bash dates have been released, as well as the pricing for the events at the Disneyland Resort.
Yeah, so many people have been waiting for this. I know, I don't know if it was late or just at the right time, but people were very excited to see these dates and prices released. It looks like the event takes place September 5th through October 31st. Now, not every night this is happening.
Right.
The event takes place on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. So I'm not going to read off every single specific date, but it takes place between the beginning of September and the end of October, every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday.
Which, quick note on that, for the listeners that are currently listening, I feel like I'm going crazy. Did they not used to offer Saturdays for this event?
I feel like they did. That would have worked out way better. We're going to talk about this later on.
Yeah.
But I wish there were Saturday dates, because it just kind of worked for out-of-towners to...
Maybe not, though. Maybe not.
Maybe they try and avoid, I'm assuming, Friday and Saturdays, because those are their probably busiest days.
Right.
And imagine just closing down a park really early. A lot of upset people.
They make so much money, though, on Oogie Boogie.
They do make a lot. Yeah, yeah. And let me tell you how. The prices range from $134 per person to $189. And those prices get more expensive the closer you get to Halloween. And yeah, so spoiler, we're looking at this. And I think the dates we're wanting to go are $159 per person.
Mm-hmm. And then again, it's not an all-day event. So if you do purchase tickets for this event, you can get in as early as 3 p.m. to DCA. And then the actual event starts at 6 p.m. and goes through 11 p.m. So it's not very long.
No.
So that is a very high price for certain, like, just limited hours.
Yeah, because I think a day ticket is less than $159. I don't remember. Honestly, I don't pay attention to day tickets because we've been... key holders for so long.
Right.
I don't think I've ever bought a day ticket.
I think we did like one time because we were there. Oh yeah, we were there with family.
Oh, and we were blocked out.
Blocked, so we okay, had to buy a day ticket.
Yeah. Look how nice we are.
I know.
Buying day tickets.
It was so fun.
But yeah, so I'm assuming this is around the same price as a full day ticket. So you can get, you know, from 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. to 12 a.m. basically, right. Or you can get this event ticket for the same price. So it's expensive, but it looks really fun. Magic Key holders will have access to a pre-sale on June 27th. Again, Disney wording is no earlier than 9 a.m. Pacific time. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming around 9 a.m. they'll go on sale. And then general public sales starts on June 29th. So people, please, if you have any interest in going, buy your tickets as soon as humanly possible, because about 80% of the dates sell out within the first couple of days.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those where it's like, it's not like Mickey's Not So Scary, where you're kind of like, oh,
I'll get to it in a couple weeks.
No, like Oogie Boogie will sell out.
It will sell out probably the first week. But there'll be some random dates available, I'm assuming, after a few days. But please, if you have a specific date that works, go ahead and buy those. All right. Next up, we've got an unfortunate news story here. It's part of the Disney cost-cutting measures, but Disney Plus is removing content. They already have removed quite a bit of content in recent weeks. Let's see here. Some of the titles include Willow, which is a brand new series, The Mysterious Benedict Society, Big Shot, The World According to Jeff Goldblum, Artemis Fowl, and many others. And this is just a start, as more cuts are expected to happen in the coming months. So I'll explain this a little more here in a second, but Disney's going to take a $1.5 billion content write-off charge in quarter three of 23 in association with these cuts. So essentially what that means is a lot of financial lingo for, we're going to reduce our tax burden. So Disney gets to say, hey, we made all this money, right? Here's revenue, here's profit for the year of whatever, quarter three of 23. But we also lost essentially $1.5 billion on content. So they can go, hey, hello, government. Hey, whatever. We're going to, we basically owe you less money. That's what they're trying to do, right? And so Disney, I was kind of confused on how this all worked. Like, does it cost $1.5 billion for Disney to, you know, produce this content plus have, you know, like server fees and stuff? Like, that can't be $1.5 billion. What it is, apparently Disney still pays licensing fees to its subsidiaries, but it still comes out of their pocket. So, like, these production companies that these shows and movies were made from, Disney owns them or is partnered with them in some way, but they still pay licensing fees to each other.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes more sense.
And so I'm assuming they can't give, like, their own companies some kind of, like, discount or something like that, because maybe it, like, cheapens the value of the property. I'm confused on how it all works, but at the end of the day, it's money out of Disney's pocket to keep these shows going. And so they just thought, with the viewing numbers, I'm assuming, they just assume it's better just to write it off and move on, which is super interesting. Yeah, that's it.
It's very weird.
So that's $1.5 billion. They're expected to write off another $400 million in the coming weeks. So more pieces of content are going to leave Disney. All right. And our final news story takes place over at Pixar. And again, unfortunately, the Disney cost-cutting measures have hit Pixar. And they have laid off 75 employees. So doesn't sound like a lot, but Pixar's kind of small compared to Disney. It's 1,200 employees. So 75 people, that's, I don't know, I feel like that's kind of a lot. This includes the director and producer of Lightyear, Angus McLean, who is the director and producer, Galen, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, Galen Suzman, who is the producer of Lightyear, both were axed.
That's crazy.
I don't know if it's in direct, you know, correlation between that and the Lightyear's performance.
Right, right.
But fun fact about Galen Suzman, who is the producer on that movie, she was the lady, the person, who saved Toy Story 2. So you know that famous story about how they were going in and, you know, making Toy Story 2, and they kept clicking into these files and going, oh, these files keep disappearing. Every single time I click something, it's disappearing.
I never heard of that.
You ever heard of that? Okay.
No.
So all these animators are going in and working on Toy Story. They're clicking in, and all these artifacts keep going away. They'd click into the file, click out, and go back in, and all of it would be deleted.
Oh, my gosh.
There was some error, apparently, with the server or something, some coding error, that every single time you'd click into something, it would auto-delete the footage, basically. So they spent years and millions of dollars of work to animate Toy Story 2. They literally lost all of it. All of it was gone at Pixar HQ. But Galen went on maternity leave. She had a baby. And because she did, she had copied all the files of the movie on her computer, her work computer, took it home, and it was saved because she was off the network at Pixar.
Oh my gosh. Wait, so when she was back to work on the network, it still didn't delete?
No, so she was working from home.
Oh, okay. So she's probably like, I'm not going to send these to you guys.
Yeah. Like, okay, you come here.
Yes.
And so they basically took her hard drive. They were still missing some, but like 90% of it was recovered.
Oh my gosh. No, I've never heard of that.
Yeah. So she's the one that saved Toy Story 2 and she just got the axe.
Oh.
Justice for Galen.
Seriously.
That is so lame.
But, what a fun story though.
Isn't that crazy?
Imagine being like, I have them.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like guys, not all is lost. Pixar has not done layoffs since 2013. And all those layoffs were associated with the smash hit, The Good Dinosaur.
That movie was terrible.
It was pretty bad. Yeah, Pixar's not known for doing layoffs. It's unfortunate. But yeah, cost cutting at Disney. All right. You know what that music means. It is time for Disney Trivia. Let's do this. It's been a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. I do not know what last time. I think you won last time.
Okay.
I feel like that's right.
Okay.
But it's time to get into it.
Okay, I'm
Let's
so
see
ready.
If you can do it. All right, Caitlin, your first question is, Duchess is a mother to how many kittens in The Aristocats?
3.
Okay, that was too easy. Number 2 is, what was Nemo's mother's name?
Okay, you've asked me this before.
Oh.
And
Nemo's mother's name.
Is it Coral?
Yeah, Coral.
Okay, I was going to say Cora.
Coral, good
Coral,
job.
Coral, yay.
All right, 2 for 2.
Yes.
Great job.
All right, are you ready for yours?
I am.
Okay, question number 1. Who is the voice of the Axiom's computer in the movie WALL-E? And this is the multiple choice question. Is it Jennifer Aniston, Julia Roberts, Sigourney Weaver, or Demi Moore?
The voice of the Axiom computer?
Mm-hmm. So remember the computer that talks to the captain the whole time?
In what?
In WALL-E.
Man, I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay, so I'll give you like a little bit of a backstory. So remember when they're talking, the captain's always like doing stuff. It's that like weird circular thing.
Yeah.
It looks very Star Wars-y.
Okay.
And this person ends up being like, spoiler, like not good, like a villain of the movie.
Yeah.
So is it Jennifer Aniston, Julia Roberts, Sigourney Weaver, or Demi Moore?
I mean, Sigourney Weaver's got such an iconic... I'm just going to go Sigourney.
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. Good I job. Love Sigourney Weaver. Yeah. So it felt right.
I had no idea that she voiced that character. And we've seen it I don't know how many times.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, last question. Pongo is a leading character in which Disney movie?
Pongo mm-hmm. is the leading character in which Disney movie?
Mm-hmm.
Pongo.
Why are you saying it like that?
There's a Disney movie with a character named Pongo?
Yes.
This is a joke.
No.
Pongo.
Pongo.
Stop saying it like it's like a duh. It's like Lightning McQueen. No, it's Pongo.
It's a pretty big duh. Big movie, Kayla.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to sound so dumb.
I'll give you a hint. It's an animated movie.
Yeah, I would assume. Is there a human named Pongo?
I mean, I don't know. But maybe.
Pongo. What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So clearly they don't refer to the person's name ever.
Yes, they do.
Pongo. You're lying.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Pongo. Wow.
The listeners right now are either laughing or they're yelling at you. So.
Like, it's this. I'm at a loss. I feel like I'm going to feel like a total dummy. I've seen this movie.
Yes.
Like a million times?
I don't know about a million times, but you've for sure seen it.
Pongo.
Can you stop saying
Brother Bear? I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to take too much time.
I'll give you a hint. It's closely related to a movie we just watched for the first time that I did not like.
What? What movie did we see for the first time?
We watched.
Okay. Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. The answer is 101 Dalmatians. Pongo and Perdita?
Dude, I've seen it once.
Well, see.
When I was like four. Thank you. I mean, yeah, I know it's a Disney classic, but I have not watched that movie since I was like a toddler.
You're like, Brother Bear? Yes, Pongo.
It sounds very bearish. Pongo the Bear? I don't know.
Okay, we're done.
Yeah, I have not seen 101 Dalmatians since I was a toddler. Thank you. I did not resonate with that film. So
well, get up to date.
I remember seeing it. No, I remember seeing it at maybe it was like when I was in my preschool or something. And I remember like not liking the movie.
I loved it. Pongo and Perdita.
Okay, should have known that. Thank you for joining us. Caitlin wins again.
I love these trivia episodes or like sections because you always kill me with your answers.
I'm bad at this. I'm really, really bad. And again, I grew up on Disney, just not as maybe diehard as most folks.
Mm-hmm.
It's
okay.
It hit me later in life.
It's all right.
Okay. Thanks for joining. Caleb loses again.
Bye.
Bye. Right, and that brings us to our main segment of this week's episode, and that is our 2023 Disney travel plans.
Yes, which we are super excited to go over because we have a few surprise trips coming up.
You're saying it like it's for sure on a couple of them, or one of them.
Three.
Caitlin's like, we're definitely going on multiple trips to Disney.
And one we might need your help on, so that's why we wanted to talk about it today.
Yeah, so this is definitely one of those just kind of pull up a chair and let's chat conversations. I thought it would be fun just to kind of just sit down and talk about what we're planning, what we're thinking. We might ask your opinion on a couple things. If you guys can help us out with a couple of decisions and for you to share what your plans are this year.
Yeah.
We get excited hearing what everyone's doing. We've got some friends going to Disney World. We've got some friends doing a Disney cruise in a week or two or a month or two.
Yeah, this month.
Time is relative.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Well, it's crazy like when you're at home, like what other people are doing.
I know.
Like some people are cruising to Alaska right now. People are in Aulani. They're getting ready to go to Ireland. Like it's just crazy.
Yeah, we were watching a Disney cruise vlog today, and you know they were showing the dates and stuff. I'm like, on that day we were like sitting at home eating like cookies, and these people are out like at Castaway Key.
It's just crazy. Yeah.
Ugh, jealous. But yeah, again, if you don't know why we named ourselves Market House, it's kind of a deep cut for some Disney fans, but it is the name of the coffee shop on Main Street. So the whole idea of this whole podcast was like, hey, we want to talk like we're just sitting there hanging around with friends, drinking a cup of coffee, talking Disney. Mm-hmm. So this is definitely one of those episodes.
Yes.
We're just chatting.
Which I'm like so excited about.
Okay, so as you know, if you've listened to the last couple of episodes, you should know that we just got back from a Disneyland trip and we had an absolute blast. Like it was one of the best trips in recent memory.
For sure.
That I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of led us to go, we'd love to go back. Like we thought we were done for a while. And after we got home, we were like, we need more Disney. Like, let's just go back.
Right.
Let's find a date. But we have the Enchant Key this year. This is the first time we've had it in a while. Well, if that doesn't make sense. So the first time we've had it,
With like the new restrictions, like walkout dates.
Yeah, because before we'd always do the deluxe or the signature plus, I think is what it was, signature, whatever
yeah,
it was called.
Yeah, when they were APs.
Yeah, and so you had way more dates available. This Enchant Key's pretty locked down in the summer and around Christmas time.
Yeah, because I think as of right now, we can't go, even if we wanted
middle
to,
of August.
Until August. Yeah.
In the middle, like the first couple weeks of August are still blocked out.
Right.
And so you're pretty much done June through, yeah, so 2.5 months-ish.
Right.
So yeah, that's kind of out of the cards for us. We could possibly squeeze one in, like we said, middle of August, but we're going to see some family in St. Louis at the end of August. And it's one of those things where like, it sounds like a great idea right now. Mm-hmm. Like I would go, oh, sure, we'll love that. We'll go to Disney. And 2 weeks later, we got on the plane and go see family. But then when you're living it, you're like, it's in the back of your head. You're leaving home again. I'm kind of a homebody post-COVID. And yeah. I like my bed and I like my house. So,
yeah, and it's not, we're not like sounding like a brat, like, oh, I'm not going to go on two
vacations. No, no, no,
it's
no,
more
no.
of just like Disneyland's a lot, as fun as it is, as much as we love it. And then going to see family, like it's a trek for us. But the one major deciding factor with the Disneyland trip in August is we had kind of a, I don't want to say bad experience, but it wasn't the best experience going last year in August. It was so incredibly hot the entire time we were there. It was almost just like it was too hot to where like, you didn't feel very well at the end of the day.
And like, why are we here?
Yes. So we're kind of trying to avoid that again, as much as we'd want to, like as of like right now, I would love to go in August. But if you kind of take the time to really think about our experience, which by the way, if you haven't listened to that trip report in August, go back and listen to it because it was one of those where it's good to take notes on because some people are like, oh, it's not too bad. It'll be warm. It was so hot.
Yeah.
While we were there.
Life sucking hot.
Right. And again, it's money to go to Disney.
Sure.
So it's like you want to go and have a great time. But when it's, I think it was 95 when we went.
It was
plus humidity.
It was humid too. It felt like Florida.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would avoid August if you can. And yeah, that's the part of why this last trip was so amazing. It was such
right.
good weather.
Oh, it was awesome.
It was unexpected and we didn't kind of pack for that, but I would much rather be chilly than, I mean, just sweating buckets mm-hmm. an hour into your day.
Exactly.
You know? So, but now let's not talk about the things we wish we could do. Let's talk about what we are doing.
Yes.
We're super excited to talk about our upcoming mm-hmm. trip in July, and that is a Disney cruise.
We're so excited. This has been, this specific cruise has been on our Disney bucket list for quite some time. And Caleb was amazing and found this cruise and we just couldn't pass it up. And we are so excited. I'm just counting down the days.
Yes, we're very excited. It's coming up a little
soon.
Over a month.
Yeah.
And originally we had something booked for January of next year. This mm-hmm. was an Eastern Caribbean itinerary. We were pumped. It was on the Fantasy, 7 nights, all that good stuff. But some plans changed. And so we were like, okay, let's figure out where to place this cruise that we want to go on. And we just said, you know what? Sooner the better. So let's just go in July.
Yeah, because we normally don't travel in July. Or
we never
usually
travel
during the summer period.
In the summer.
And so we're like, what better thing to do than go to an island and...
And
you know,
if we're melting, we'll just sit in the water.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're here for it.
We are here for it. So we moved it up to July. We are doing the double dip to Castaway Key itinerary on the Disney Fantasy, and we are so pumped.
I literally cannot tell you how excited I am. Again, they do not offer this cruise quite frequently all throughout the year. It's very limited.
I think it's limited. I don't know a ton about it. All I know is that there's a lot of people that want to do it mm-hmm. and that's they price it accordingly. Mm-hmm. It's not cheap, but it's something we've wanted to do for a long time now mm-hmm. because honestly, the highlight of your Bohemian cruise is Castaway Key. Nassau is kind of a skip it port
or
for
it's
us.
It's like a one and done.
Yeah. Maybe it's one, walk around, go to, what is it called? Atlantis or whatever.
Atlantis.
Yeah. Go check that out. And you're kind of done. Once you've done it, you're done.
Right.
So we use that as a sea day almost. We just stay on the ship. And then Castaway Key is the one port we'd always get off at and loved it. And, you know, you're walking back onto the boat or ship, sorry. And you're just like, I wish we had more time here. It's
right.
so amazing. And they offer that. So we're excited to take advantage of that extra time.
Yeah. And it's really great too, because usually when you're at Castaway Key for just the day, you kind of feel rushed because you're like, I want to soak in every moment. You want to get off the ship really early just to take all that time in. And like this really forces you to actually just like relax and enjoy it and not have to be there all day. Kind of just take your time. So we are just so excited.
We are very excited. And it's our first time on the Disney Fantasy.
Yes.
Which is a ton of people's favorite ship. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see it, compare it to the Dream and the Wonder. Those are the other two we've been on. And we'll check off again another new ship on the list.
Yes, because we love the Dream and the Wonder for different reasons, but our favorite overall so far has been the Dream.
Yeah, we've been on it twice, and we do like the little extra room you get on there.
Right.
And it's newer, and the rooms are a little more up to date and stuff. Right.
And then for those who don't know, the Fantasy is the sister ship to the Dream. So I'm just so excited to get one that's quite similar to that, just to kind of see a new perspective. It has new decor. What is it? Art Nouveau?
Yes.
It's Art Nouveau themed.
Deco is what the Dream is. And can I ask some maybe advice or some personal experience? The thing I noticed that they changed from the Dream, so the Dream was built a couple of years before the Fantasy, and so the Fantasy is the newest second to the Wish. The mm-hmm. Wish is brand spanking new. The Fantasy, I think, was finished in 2011 or 12.
Okay.
And the thing I noticed, the major difference between the Dream and the Fantasy is that there are way more connecting rooms on the Fantasy. So if you don't know what that is, you basically, there's a door to the other room. If you happen to book with a party, like let's say my parents were coming with us, right? We would maybe book connecting rooms. I don't know if I would do that, but
right.
You have access and you could open the door and be like, hey, come in and we'll hang out.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a ton of that. But if you're not with the party next to you, you've got this random door in your room. And I'm always scared of like some sound leakage. I don't want to hear people like talking super loudly at 1 a.m. or, you know, at 5 a.m. Some people wake up, they're loud, whatever.
Right.
And it happens. It is what it is, right? Mm-hmm. You're sharing space with people. But I kind of like the idea of a solid wall. It's really hard to find that on the Fantasy. I mean, I'm not kidding you. 90% of the rooms connect to some other room.
Mm-hmm.
So we have one. We're booked in a connecting room now. I'm a little concerned, not going to lie.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'll be fine overall. But with the last minute change and switcheroo of our plans, the cruise as of right now, I believe, is almost sold out, if not already sold out.
Yeah, I know midship was completely sold out.
Yeah,
and there's like there's a scattering of a few rooms in forward and aft, at least for veranda rooms.
So especially with the rooms that are non-adjoining, I think those were swept up like quickly. Yeah,
one popped up, but it was in the very back of the ship, and I don't want to be that there.
Right,
so.
Right.
Anyways, that's one thing. If you've got experience on the ships and you're like, dude, don't worry about it, or you're like, yeah, for the love of God, change it.
Yeah.
Let us know. I would love.
Please.
Yeah, we've never had a connecting room, and I don't want to. I don't know. It may not be a big deal, but it might be. So we're flying in a couple of days early to hang out in Walt Disney World before the cruise, and this is where we're still not 100% sure of what we're doing, and we'll get to that in a bit. We'll ask for your advice.
Okay, perfect.
But before we do, let's tell you about the travel plans. So we're staying at the Grand Estino Tower at Coronado Springs,
which is one of our favorite resorts on the Walt Disney World property. It is absolutely stunning. One of the restaurants that we've talked about multiple times on here, it's the Three Bridges restaurant, which is in the middle of kind of like their little
lagoon thing
that they have
the
going
lake.
On. Yeah. The rooms are great. They're well kept. The smell of the hotel is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
The only con of the hotel that I might mention is the transportation.
Just the bus. Yeah.
You're kind of like, again, you're away from a lot of the resorts, so it does take a while to kind of get through, and you do have to go through the rest of the resort.
Yeah. So like, it's random. Sometimes they'll like drop off at like station 2, and there's like 5 or 6 of them at the Coronado Springs.
Right.
And so sometimes you're the first pickup, and sometimes you're like the 7th pickup, and vice versa. So like, you might get dropped off 4 stops in.
Right. Exactly.
So you just kind of never know. So that is kind of lame. It's a lot of wasted time.
But overall, we highly recommend that hotel. It is absolutely stunning.
I would recommend it. I would not recommend it though for if you have little ones. It's not a bad hotel. It's just maybe not the Disney magic that it'd be experiencing in the room. They're
not super
Disney themed.
No, it's very subtle, and like there's little tiny hidden Mickeys all throughout the room. But other than that, it's kind of like a Grand Californian room without Chip and Dale on the wall.
And
so there's not a ton of.
I would say not as nice either.
Oh, I would say it's nicer.
What?
Yeah.
You've never stayed there.
From pictures. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just, it's very clean.
It's brand new. You can't compare one. It's kind of hard to compare. One was built in 01 and the other was built in 2018.
Right. But the cool thing, again, about this resort, again, being in Walt Disney World, you do have a view of, depending on where you're at, multiple parks. So I believe the last time we stayed there, we had a view of Epcot in Hollywood Studios. And
yes, this time we're on the other side. So the only room type left in the tower was a preferred view,
yeah,
which I would actually prefer the opposite. But we're going to get a lake view, which they consider a preferred view,
okay,
of the water. But a standard view, you're actually seeing, it's the parking lot in front. So you're kind of far, but you can see the Epcot ball out in the distance. You can see, or Spaceship Earth, sorry. Mm-hmm. You can see, what else?
The Tower of Terror.
Yes, the Tower, mm-hmm, of Terror. So that's kind of fun.
It's awesome. And I think you also can see Expedition Everest over in Animal Kingdom as
what?
Well. What?
Oh, yeah, you can.
I mean, again, it's not like it's super close, no, but it's just like you can see the tip of it where you're like, oh, that's I know what that is. Exactly.
So before we move on to other plans, I just want to say something. I still don't, I think I went on a rant like a while back when we booked our flights for this and stuff and hotel. I don't understand how families travel in the summer. It was an arm and a leg to book travel for this trip. So like Caitlin mentioned, we don't travel a ton in the summer because we don't like the heat, to be honest. So like, right, we prefer to be at home soaking in the AC or swimming or something like that versus out and about. And if we do go on a trip, it's somewhere cooler, like the Bay Area. We'll do a weekend in Monterey or something, mm-hmm, to escape the heat, or Lake Tahoe, right?
Right.
But other than that, we're trying to avoid places like SoCal and Florida because it's so stinking hot. So we usually try and avoid it. But this is the first time I've booked travel in summer in a long time. It is not cheap, man.
It's crazy expensive. Because again, I think Disney knows, obviously, the kiddos are out of school and that you're willing to take time off because of that. And just... again, the cruise being expensive, it's a limited, like, offered cruise, so it's just special, gosh, in that course.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, then flights are expensive because they know it's summer travel.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's kind of interesting to kind of see that.
Yeah, we got a deal on the hotel. It was like 20% off, but even with 20% off, it's the most I've paid for a moderate resort out there.
Right.
So it was pretty crazy. So again, if you're looking to save some money, I think this is kind of a duh, but like, don't travel during summer. It's stupid expensive. But this is what we're struggling with. We want to know, should we do, what do you guys think? We're leaning towards one way, but like, should we visit one of the parks for the one full day we're there? So we're like trying to juggle like, okay, we're going out to Florida. We're flying all the way out there. Do we go to a park? Do we do an Epcot day? The day before a cruise, or do we just kind of like resort hop? We're leaning towards resort hopping, seeing resorts we haven't seen, going to get beignets at Port Orleans French Quarter. You know, we've never seen the Polynesian. We'd love to go see that.
Yeah, and shopping at Disney Springs.
Yeah, shopping.
Full shebang.
Exactly, like doing that kind of stuff versus a full park day, because not only is it stupid expensive, again, it'd be like nearly $400, I think, for us to go with tax and everything. But like, it's the dead of summer.
Yeah. So again, like we said, we're not too prone on like being in a lot of heat. However, again, we're not silly here. We all know that Florida in July is extremely hot. And those who live there probably listening going, oh gosh, like what have you guys signed up for? So this is where we need you guys to come into play. So now that you know our plans, do you think it'd be better for us? Because again, we are not going to be going and doing our normal week-long Disney World trip this year. So this will be our only time to head to the parks over there. So would you rather us, or should we go for?
Hey, if you're paying, you can tell us what we want to do.
Should we do a day at Epcot, or should we take the day and go shopping Disney Springs, resort hop, Skyliner, shopping, that whole thing? Let us know. Again, there's pros and cons to both. Caleb and I love Epcot. There's the ride, just walking around, the shopping, just the overall park. We're always listening to Epcot sound, or like ambiance music. However, at the same time, some of our favorite memories have been at Disney Springs over there. We love going shopping over there, just walking around. They have Sprinkles, which Disneyland over in California does not have anymore.
We just lost it.
Some of our favorite restaurants are at Disney Springs. They have gluten-free beignets at Port Orleans.
Yeah, French Quarter.
We'll be able to take the Skyliner. It'll just be more low-key. So please either send us a message on Instagram and let us know your thoughts, or send us a message through our website, which is markethousepodcast.com, and let us know, because, again, we still haven't figured it out and our trip is coming up, and so we thought we'd open up to you guys.
Yeah, just give us a little advice for you frequent Disney World goers, and maybe you've pulled something like this off and you have maybe another idea. Maybe you're like, oh, do this, X, Y, Z. Next up, we're considering a trip for, and drumroll, Oogie Boogie Bash.
This really excites me.
So this is the thing, though. I'm a little kind of concerned. This is, we've talked about it. We're thinking about it. We have to kind of find out in the next 3 weeks because tickets go on sale. But It looks like a blast. We've wanted to do it for years. We've been down there while a party was going on, and poor Caitlin was like just standing there like looking at all these people coming in for the party. We're having to leave, and you look so sad.
Well, it's just like Halloween time again. For if you've been here for a while, you know, like Halloween time is my favorite
time
down there. So again, the only thing that's held us back is we just kind of can't swallow how expensive it is to go. Again, on top of our keys, on top of where they were with family, they might not want to do it over there.
I feel like we're always down there with my family when
it's Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween time. Yeah. And so they're definitely not doing it. And so this it'd be this weird thing where like, see ya. Well, right. we're going to miss out a half day hanging out.
Exactly.
To go do this thing. So it never really lined up.
Right. So this year, we're kind of talking about it because we're like, okay, our keys are expiring in
early
September. And so whether we renew or not, this would be a good opportunity to go back to the parks for Halloween time because, again, we always have a trip during Halloween to the parks because, again, it's our favorite, not yours, mine, my favorite time to go. But the only kind of holdup is we would probably drive, which to me sounds very exciting because we've always wanted to take a road trip to Disney. A lot of our friends live in the Bay Area, so they're able to drive. And we kind of are like, is this our chance to do it?
Yeah. And so just we always fly because like Caitlin mentioned, it's a drive. Like we live in Sacramento and it with traffic and stopping, like it can be on a really bad day, 8 hours. But like most of the time it's around 7 hours. And that just, I have not grown up doing road trips.
Right.
We didn't do it a lot, so I'm not really accustomed to them. Mm-hmm. So 7 hours in the car doesn't sound like a fantastic time to me, to be honest. But at the same time, we are considering it because it would be such a short trip and we've never done it before. We have recently gotten rid of my very junky truck and we replaced it with a newer car. Mm-hmm. So we have the car to like, we trust actually to make it down and make it back up because yeah, my truck would not have done it. And so yeah, it feels like it's a natural time to try it, but mm-hmm. we'll see.
Yeah. But again, another hiccup is with us not having passes. It means that we will only be able to enter the park for that event. So for Oogie Boogie. So on the flip side, as long as the driving portion sounds amazing, but also we're driving down for 1 8-hour event.
Yeah.
Practically.
Yeah. You get in at 3 o'clock and you're out at what?
11.
Okay.
I mean, again, the 3 o'clock is optional. It doesn't start till 6.
Yes.
So it's like, it's one of those things where like, I do have family in that area. So we could visit them. Like we love going to Costa Mesa. We have like a favorite donut shop over there. We could always go to the beach and kind of do filler stuff.
Sure.
But overall, it's like, it's on a Disney weekend. It's a Disney for a day.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to navigate.
I think this is a time investment. I'm spending potentially, let's just say 14 hours in a car over the weekend. For what am I getting in return? Not just the money part of it, but I'm also like, I'm investing 14 hours in traffic and you know, navigating that kind of stuff. Like what is it? So I don't know. It's who knows? Maybe if the driving thing's in the way, we just fly down again. But
yeah, it's hard. Cause again, if it was me, like I think I'd want to purchase a ticket just to do it because again, every time all like our listeners or people on Instagram are down there, like I'm chatting with them, I'm seeing them down there with their families. Like Tina, we've been talking back and forth and her little one is like, they're all getting ready to plan their costumes. And I'm just like, that excites me so much because I'm like, okay, Caleb and I are definitely going to dress up if we go down there. And I mean, again, it's such a fun event and they really do just pack it with like a ton of stuff. Again, it's a little interesting at the first couple dates because people are like, what's going on? The lines are like 7 million hours long.
Yeah.
But it mellows out and it really is a fun event. And so normally Caleb and I don't attend any of these throughout the year, but this is the one that we're always like, oh man.
If only we could.
Yes.
So maybe we do it. So if you think it's worth it, if you hear these plans and you go, you know what? We've done it before and it is totally worth stopping a baby and just drive. And if you're like, it's not worth it, don't do that. Fly. Or save your money and stay home.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've honestly, personally, I've never heard anyone say that Oogie Boogie's not worth it.
True.
So that's why I'm kind of like, now I have with Mickey's Not So Scary. People are kind of like,
Oh, really?
But yes. A couple people on Instagram I've talked to, they're kind of like, I'd go without it. Because just because a lot of it has to do with the weather. Because it constantly just pours.
Yeah. 87 and rainy.
Exactly. But it's like, I don't know. Just let us know, please. We need some help.
Yeah, we do. And like I mentioned before, non-Disney stuff, we've got a trip to St. Louis, and Caleb's very excited for this. I'm talking about myself in the third person for some reason, but it's been years since I've seen a Cardinals game. I'm a giant baseball fan, and it's been years since I've been to Busch Stadium, which is our home park, and we are planning on getting some pretty sweet tickets.
Yes.
And seeing them play. Actually, I think they're playing the Pirates, which is Clayton's favorite team, over at Make It Magical.
Yep.
And it'd be fun. It'd be fun to see the Cardinals beat them, because right now they're losing real bad.
Yeah, but in other words, it'd also be good to get nachos and Dr. Pepper.
Caitlin loves the ballpark
food. The ballpark food is like literally the best. Come on, the garlic
You got the St. Louis Arch out on the outfield. It's just a fabulous time. So we've got that coming up, and then possibly we'll probably do a little weekend getaway, maybe in Napa or Monterey, I'm sure at some point during the summer, because if you don't notice, or you don't know this, it's Sacramento Valley gets pretty hot.
Yeah, it's what, 90?
Today it's 92. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow it's like 96, but then it plummets back down to like the low 80s. I'm not complaining. It has been weirdly mild here, but come July and August, you just know it's going to be piping hot.
And even in September.
Yes, don't remind me. So we like to escape for little weekend getaways here. But yeah, that's pretty much it. That is our 2023 travel plans. Unless something else pops up, we'll keep you guys in the loop. But that's what we have planned. We're so stoked for the cruise for sure. Most likely doing Oogie Boogie Bash. So excited to figure out what we do for that. And then everything else. Let us know what you guys planned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Send us a message on Instagram, or like Caitlin said, on markethousepodcast.com. Send us a message on what your summer travel plans are. And we'd love to kind of share notes.
And I have one more thing I would like to add. For those of you who have gone on a Disney cruise and have done door magnets, I'm looking for someone on Etsy. I've been kind of searching around to find a really good like quality seller on there. So if you have purchased magnets and you've loved them, or you know someone who's bought some on Etsy that are like really neat, please send me an Instagram message, because I'm trying to buy some in the next week or so, and I'd love to be able to support someone that you know does a great job.
Yes.
So,
and I'm laughing because Caitlin, we showed up on the Disney Wonder for our Alaskan sailing in September of last year, and I go on and I see all these decorated doors.
No, you need to rewind a little bit prior to that.
What?
When I was like, do you want to get door magnets? And you're like, no.
Okay.
I'm like, okay.
So we show up on the ship and I'm looking at all these doors and I'm like, Caitlin, we didn't get any decorations. And you're like, I asked you this like 2 months ago.
And he wouldn't let it go the entire trip. So I'm going to be ordering
magnets.
Yeah,
I was like, my wife doesn't love me. She didn't decorate our door. It was very upsetting.
That's lovely.
Anyways, Caitlin's very prepared. Yeah. For this.
Yeah, it's hard. I want to make sure that they're good quality, and that you never know. So let us know if you have any suggestions, or what are your thoughts on the travel? We need your help. And then again, as Caleb mentioned, let us know what you're doing this year.
Yes, please. You can find us over on Instagram at Market House Podcast, and you can follow us over there for exciting announcements, pictures from our trips, especially now that we're going on this cruise. Follow along. And Caitlin's got a ton of photos from our last trip to Disneyland. So stay tuned for more of those. Remember to use our Getaway Today link for your future trip bookings. You can check out the episode details for that link, and you can save some cashola. And make sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcast and Spotify. Huge, huge help to the show. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode of Market House.
Bye.